bracha. After you make a bracha, there's a het to have a no from it. Now the world belongs to us. We're not to enjoy it. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, Kol Anenim in Erlam Azeh B'loi Bracha. If you have enjoyment without making a bracha, Kilu Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi learns it to Santa Rashi. Rashi says, Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Bechoslai. You're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the bracha you're supposed to give him. Is the actual period doesn't pass the field. You're stealing from Hashem. No, the bracha that you're supposed to give him by holding him back is calling you like stealing from him. Kilu Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. You're also stealing from Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, Knesset Yisrael, Shekishechotu HaPeris Leikin. Because if you do a chet and eat without brachas, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a klala back that the peris will be like you, there'll be less peris in the world. So like you're stealing from the rest of Klal Yisrael. For not making a bracha, you make it, there won't be enough peris. So the Mara Shenema, where's the right with the pasuk? The pasuk says, Goizel Oviv, you steal from your father, Ima, your mother, the Yomer and Pesha, I'm not doing anything wrong, is Chavar Hu L'Yish Mashkes. He's a Chavar, he's a good friend of an Ish Mashkes, so it means Rav and Ben Avot. So the Mara, V'yein Oviv El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever it says, Goizel Oviv, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema Halohu Avicha Konecha. V'yein Ima, it says he's stealing from your mother, El HaKnesses Yisrael, it means Klal Yisrael. Shenema Hashma B'ni Musa Avicha, V'atitash Torah Simecha. The Torah Simecha goes on Minhagim of Klal Yisrael, that Lashon of Ein. My chavru lish mashkes. What do I mean? You're a friend to a person that's a mashkes. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa chavru l'Ravim ben Avot. You're a good friend of the Ravim ben Avot. Shehizchet as Yisrael avim shebeshmayim. He made a Kodesh Baruch Hu angry on Klal Yisrael. And here also, if you eat without making a bracha, as if you're stealing from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so you make Hashem angry on Klal Yisrael that there won't be enough peris in Klal Yisrael. Right. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, here's the Fakasha. Still, one pasuk says, Lo kachti degoni b'itoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take back his dog and his tfuah whenever he wants. In other words, the Klal Yisrael won't have what eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it away from us. But still, another pasuk says, V'yasata degonecha, that you collect your dog and you collect your tfuah and you'll have what eat. It's a kasha. More like kasha. Kan b'zman sheyiso oisim shayne shemokom, if you're doing mitzvahs, then you'll plant and you'll have what eat. You'll be able to take it home. Kan bizman she'en yisloi smishan eshemokin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a klala and it takes away the tefuah that you made. Shrashi bizman she'esim ritzoyinu is adrogin shalhem. Then the tefuah belongs to you. U'gishen oisim ritzoyinu, when you do averis, then noitloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it away from you. U'mar olahem shushloi, Hashem shows if it belongs to me. It's not your tefuah, tefuah belongs to me. Tore Rabboni, no, the Raisa. So you're safta digonech, the what you're supposed to go out and collect your tefuah, your food. Matam loyim, what's the chiddush of the pasuk? The fish nema, because there's another pasuk in Yeshua that says loyom sefer Torah zemi picha. Never stop learning Torah. Yochol dvorim kisovim. I would think the pasuk means kisovim that you have to learn 24 hours a day and you can't go out and make a panosom. Tam loyim, the pasuk says no. But you're safta digonech. You have a right to go out and to collect your dog and collect your tefuah means make a panosom. It means hinig ben minig derech eretz. Dibur Rabbi Yishmael, that's Rabbi Yishmael Shitan, that you're allowed to make a panosah. So Drashi, I would think Dvorim Kichsovim Shlo Yasek B'derech Eretz. Torah says, Lo Yom HaShem, Torah Zem HaPicha, Yom HaValayla, V'gisa B'Yom HaValayla. You have to learn Torah day and night, so you have no time to make a panosah. Suppose it says, no, V'yasavta Tigonecha, Hinnik Behem Zatrashi, Im Divrei Torah, Sam Tirashi. Hinnik Behem Derech Eretz means, so Nefesh Chayim, V'nai Kumashi, he learns, Chayim V'loshna means, you have had to do panosah. But not because not that you have had to stop learning. Even when you're doing parnasa, you also have to learn. Just means with your hands, mind and do work, and your machshava think about learning. So Rashi says, "Hinig ben v'noig derech eretz im divrei Torah." As with your learning, you have had to learn. You have had to do parnasa also. All right, achidush. Yeah. Vayitzit Rashi minig derech eretz shim. That's right. This is Rabbi Yishmael Shita. We have Shim ben Yechoy Yoimen, not a different Shita. Ef she'odem cherish b'shas cherishik, the person go out in the field and plow the zareya b'shazariya and plant the kaitz b'shaz tzira and cut off the tefuah the dash b'shaz disha and then he'll thresh it the zareya and wind it b'shaz haruach is a b'zoi he'll be busy the whole day working is Torah mati aleh how is he going to learn Torah? Elo what's b'shat what's the b'shim ben yechoyiz hanogom elo b'zman shius ois m'shani shemokom b'shaz you're learning Torah yom v'layla if you're such a tzaddik that you couldn't learn yom v'layla then malachtam natzalech adei acherim. In such a minute that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. You don't have to make your own panosah. Hashem will give it to you. Shenem, the pasuk says, "V'yom duzorim v'roel tzoinchem." Somebody else will come and they'll pasture your tzoin. A mashenki, the v'zman shein yisrael ayis m'shan neshamakom. But v'zman, you're not doing mitzvah neshamakom. So Mashiach says, doesn't mean you're doing an avera, because with Ashen now the pasuk of Yisafta diganecha, which that's in the second pasuk of Krishma, which is going in Vayim Shemaya Tishmu. If you do listen to the mitzvahs, so Mashiach says, just means you're not a tzaddik gomer. This man, Shainos Mufena Shemokim, means you're not a tzaddik gomer. You're a little bit of a tzaddik. Then, Malachta Nasasai the Yatzma. Then you're supposed to do the Mlocha by yourself. You have this heter of Yisafta diganecha. Shenema, the pasuk says, Yisafta diganecha. You have heter to go and make panos for yourself. Veloyoi, Ela Shemalech, Nasacherim Nasasai Yodim. That you'll also do for other people also. You'll even have to work for your enemies. Omar Abba, so these are two anhogis. Omar Abaya, had also could did Rabbi Yishmael. A lot of people did like Rabbi Yishmael. That means they did panosa and they learned Torah. The Yosim beyodim and both was good. They learned Torah and they made panosa. A lot of people did Kershim ben Yechoi, but lo Yosim beyodim. It wasn't good for them. In other words, on Hungary is that for Rabbim, for Tzibah, it's very hard just to learn the whole day long. It's not meant for Rabbim. For the Rabbim of Adam Hungary is like Rabbi Shmuel, that you're supposed to be hinnig them derech eretz, supposed to make up an also, Rabbi is supposed to learn also. But the Briscoe learns that it means like the Yechidim though. There are Yechidim that should and could be known like Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. That's the midah of learning the whole day and that Malachta Nasa derech eretz. Omele Rabba told Rabbanit his Tamidim. The Matusim and Eichel, like, please, the Yom Nisim, when it comes, Yom Nisim, the Yom Tishrei, and these were 2 months a year when it's good to make the Tefuah, either to plant the Tefuah or to cut off the Tefuah. And he told them, these 2 months, like this Chasoi Kamoy, I don't want to see you in the Yeshiva. These 2 months, go out and make a panos and take care for the whole year. Kihechad la titzel v'zaychul kulishosa. Today you shouldn't be worried making a panos the whole year. It's the rest of the year you'll come to Yeshiva, and the rest of the 10 months a year, you'll learn good. And you know that 2 months here you go out to make a panasa, that will be enough. So Rashi says, hitting them, Rashi made their heritage, Shim Tobel Lidei, Sarah Chabrias, because if you're not going to make your own panasa, but you're going to be slamming to come on asking, begging from other people, service of Atam and Divitera is not a good midah. That the end will come out of be too poor and you're not going to be able to learn Edom, then you're Atam and Divitera. Efshe Betimi, Efshe Kedrecha, Vyayim and Isin, Yimei Akzir, that's when they cut off, Vyayim and Tishrei, that's Jericha Sagitis Vyabadim. That's when they make the tour. So these 2 months, the Yosef to make a good panosa for the rest of the year, and the rest of the year come to learn. So these are two and hoggis, but the Yikra, I mean, even if you know Derech Eretz, but Avada, the Yikra is to be able to learn. Because you have a Heta, you have to have a panosa, because if you don't have a panosa, you won't be able to learn then. That's the way the insert, the Moritz Chayes, there's the Kasher, that here Rabbi Shmuel says, you're supposed to be hinting them Derech Eretz. Because the pasuk says, Lo Yomash, Seifa Terim Zemi Picham, of a Gisa, but Yomav Alayla does not mean literally. It doesn't mean you have to learn 24 hours a day. It just means you have to learn, and it can also be Derech Eretz. There's the Gemara in Menachah that says that the Ben Doime asked Rabbi Shmuel, for going on me, that I already learned Kol HaTorah Kula, could I learn Chochmah Yevonis? He asked him, I finished learning Kol HaTorah Kula, I want to learn something else, I want the Chochmah. Is it a mutter for me or not? So Rabbi Shmuel answered him back, no, the pasuk says, of a Gisa, but Yomav Alayla. So if you find the time that's not day and not night, then you can learn Chochmah Yevonis. But since there's no time, you have to learn Torah, Yom V'Layla. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So Chur Tzakashi, here Rabbi Shmuel says, you are allowed to be Noig V'Saf to the Gnech, you are allowed to make up on Osam. And Lima Torah V'Gisim Yom V'Layla doesn't apply literally. Doesn't mean you have to learn 24 hours a day. And there it's Mash, we do have to learn. But there it is, they say that even when you have Heta to make Panos, it's like Rashi says here, if you don't make Panos, you won't be able to learn. So Torah says, the Heta to make Panos, that's called Soros Limud. If you don't have a main kemach in Torah, if you don't have what to live on, you won't be able to learn. So the pshat is, you have a heter to make panosa to be able to learn. But here the person learned Kol HaTorah Kula. And now he still wants to go learn another chochmas. That there's no heter. That other chochmas is not going to make you learn better. So for that, you have no heter to do that. Then avari is maskim, but gisa b'yom lali, you have to learn day and night. Just to make panosa, that's called tzarech limut, like Rashi says. If you don't have what to live, so safely bottom of every Torah.
Yeah,
for panosim mutter, right. That would go to this commandment, right. And there he wasn't doing it as panosa. There he's stam doing it as chokhmah. Stam chokhmah is not going to help you learn, then you don't have the heter. Right. Omer Rabba Bar Bachonim Rabbi Yechida Mishum Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi Vov Rol Shalaika Deres HaRishayinim Deres HaRachroinim. Hey, the Friedrich Deres were more chashiv than we are. Deres HaRishayinim also Tarosim Kva the Ika day they used to learn Umalachtan Arroi. So Malacha the Panosah they made Arroi and did it like secondary. Zub Zub Neskayim B'yodim both were good. They learned good and they made a good Panosah. Deres HaRachroinim Shosu Malachtan Kva they made the Panosah Ika. But to Rosh and Aroy, the Torah was that Zul v'Zul let his kind of Yodim. Both were not good. They didn't have a good Panos and they didn't have a good Torah. The Pshat is Zalz B'dei Shemayim. The Yom HaRabba Baba Chonon of Yechidim, Yishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Vol v'Rol Shloik Doros HaRishayim, Doros HaRishayim. The first Doros were better than us. Doros HaRishayim, Poyim Achmis and Perusayim. When they made the Tuah, they wanted to make the Perus, they wanted to make sure as a Chi of Trumas Amaisis. So you had to bring it in the house, Derech Traksin, they brought it through the front door, the regular way in, because they had a chayiv in the Maisa. So that's the law, you have to have Rias Pnei Abayis, the Mechayiv you a Maisa. So he wants the Mechayiv himself to give off Trumas and Maisas. But Hashem, the Derech Sachronim, try to get out of it already, they made tricks. Machnis and Perisayim, how did they bring the Peris into the house? Derech Gagas, used to take the apples and throw it over the roof, not through the front door. Or else Derech Chatzeris, through the Chatzer, the backyard. Derech Kafifois, open the yards. They lepot them in a maisa. They departed them from giving trumas and maisers. The Yom Rabbi Yana says, Eina tevel mischayi b'maisa. Tevel, that means Paris they first grew. When do they have a chiyah to take off trumas and maisers? That's only yachira p'nei abayis. It's only if you bring it into your house through the front door of your house. If you bring it in a normal way, then you mechuyah. Shenyamar, v'yati ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. We have Yechidah Nomar Afilu Chotzer Kavas. No, Afilu you bring it through the Shar HaChotzer, the front entrance into your front yard, you also chayiv in Trumas HaMaisa Shenemar, V'yochlo B'Sherecho B'Saveyim. But if you take it and throw it through the roof into your house, you're part of the Trumas HaMaisa. So there are Sachroinim to try to get out of giving Trumas HaMaisa, to try to pattern themselves. Midirai to the potter, but it's not a good meter like that. But there are Sarishonim, but Afilu made himself Mechuyiv in it. Right, the Mishnah says, Chutz min ha-yayin. Hey, san stam, teres, oretz, teres ha-ilon. Fruits that grow off the tree, we make a borer priates. Only wine, we make a borer priagokim. And we explain that wine is called pri, because the ikar of the grape is for its wine that comes out. For the Gemara, ma'ishin ha-yayin. How come yayin has a new bracha? Ilayim mishum yishtani leluya, because it was changed. Before it was only a grape. And now when you squeeze it out and get the juice, it came into something better with the shinui. It's different. It looks at a different state now. It's like wine. It's starting to bracha, so therefore you make a new bracha. But the more b'levarei shemen, the same shin should apply to olive oil. The ishtani leluya, every oil, when you squeeze it out of the olive, it came to something new. Now it's oil. Before it was an olive. If a lay ishtani lebracha, and we'll soon see, he's make a bar priates on olive oil. You don't make any new bracha. Yom Rav Yud, Yom HaShmul, V'chein Yom Rav Yitzchuk, Yom Rav Yechidun, Shem and Zayis, even if you have olive oil, you want to eat it, we'll soon see how you can eat olive oil. If you eat a pure olive oil, the Chur Tzimatik, you don't make a bracha at all. We'll soon see how the eight that you eat it, that you do have to make a bracha. But in these cases, Mevorchin Allah Bar Priates, you do make a Bar Priates, and nothing more. So why is Yayin more than olive oil? Amri Hosam Mishum Lo Yesha, I'll give you terrors by olive oil, you can't make any other bracha. Heichi Nevorch, what other bracha should we say? Mevorach Bori Pri Hazayis. If you want to say Bori Pri Hazayis, Fed Gemoron, Peri Gufa Zayis Ikri. Even the fruit is called the Zayis. So it's not Shaykh Loshen Pri Hazayis. It's like saying Pri Mi Pri. It's a double Loshen. It's not Shaykh such a Loshen. For the more, that's not Shver. For Mevorach Alei, Bori Pri Eitz Zayis. Say, Bori Pri, you created the fruit of eight Zayis, of the tree of the Zayis. So let's make a special bracha. As if you say wine has a special bracha, because it was changed into a better form, olive oil is also changed into a better form. Elo amam azutra. Chamra means wine has a new reason. Chamra zayin. Chamra fills you up. Only zayin is not a lashon of filling up, really. Zayin just means it takes away the hunger. Among when you're hungry, you eat something, it zayin you, it like satisfies you. It takes away your hunger. Mishcha loy zayin. Mashenken, olive oil doesn't fill you up, doesn't take away your hunger. For the Gemara, is that true? Or Mishchol or Zayin, does olive oil not take away your hunger? The Yotanan, we learned the Mishnah in the Dorm. Hanoidim min ha-mozit. Somebody made an Issa Neder, I'm not going to eat anything that's amazing. Now amazing, the Shita says, doesn't mean fills you up. Just means it like satisfies you, takes away your hunger pains.
So if you made a nedir, you're not going to eat anything that's mozon, is mutter. What are you allowed to eat? Only two things. B'mayim v'melech, that's all. You're only allowed to drink water and take salt. For the marva binim bo, mayim v'melech hud l'ikri mozon, ho'chol mil ikri mozon? Is that true? You're coming out, you're telling me only water and salt doesn't satisfy you, but everything else satisfies you. That's why when you ask it not to eat anything that satisfies you, you can't eat anything. For the marva zoy neymar, to have a few for the rabbi Shmuel, then this should be a kasha on rabbi Shmuel's din. The Yamri, they both say, Ein mevorchim borim minei mezoinis. We only make the special bracha of borim minei mezoinis ela beya minim uvav. Only tfuah from the heiminim, from wheat or barley or spelt or rye, but not from other minim. And what's the svara? Because these five things fill you up as amazing, but something else is not amazing. It's corn. You need to make cornbread just from corn itself. It's not amazing. It doesn't satisfy. It doesn't fill you up. So if we're saying now everything fills you up, so someone makes a nether not to have enjoyment from Mosley is also with everything. So here's a kasha to Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel says you only make a burim and mezoinis from cake made from the hay minim, from only from wheat or from wheat or from barley, but not from corn. Bamar Rav Huna, there it says v'yoyma kol hazon olai. There's a chil between mozoin and zon. His mozoin means something that fills you up. What fills you up? That's only the hay minim. That's only the ikka, the wheat and the barley, or the spelt and the rye and the oats. But nothing else fills you up. Hadiyama kol hazon. Here the net was, is there anything that zan means satisfies you? In other words, zoy your hunger, you have hunger pains, you eat something that satisfies you. So anything you eat takes away the hunger pains. The only thing that doesn't do it is water and salt. That's why it's good. If you made a nether, your mutatit, your osse, with everything, only milk, water and salt. The core point of the kasher is though, shemen zayis, abzayis also zayin, also satisfies you. So why do we make, what's the difference between olive oil and wine? How come wine has a special bracha and olive oil doesn't have it? And the Gemara Alma Mishcha Zayin, so you see, olive oil also is zayin, also satisfies you. Because if you make a nether not to eat anything that's zan, you're also with olive oil. Elo Teretz is like this, chamra has a new mila, soyit. Chamra satisfies you, more than satisfies you, it's soyit. So the Shita says soyit, Rashi says soyit, choshet fei mimozim. That's even more choshet. And the Shita says the pshat is, it's soyit halev. It's such a thing that satisfies the lev. So that's a special Michael yayin. But the Pirish, soyit as halev u'mechazkoi, it's mechazik yalev wine. Mashen kein zayin hu memayit terov, but stam zayin only takes away the hunger, minaguf, avleinu mechazik halev, stam mechazik the lev. So yayin has a special milo that it's soyed means it satisfies the heart. El chamru soyed, who mishchaloi soyed. Olive oil does not satisfy the heart. For the Gemara, the chamru mi soyed, is that true? V'ho rova, hevi shasi chamri. Rova used to drink wine, kol milo v'yoyim et epischa. The whole Erev Pesach, he used to drink wine the whole day. Why? Ki hecha de nigra de libe. He wanted to make himself a good appetite. So he used to drink wine the whole day, because they at night will have a tremendous appetite to eat the matzah very good. So how could you say that wine fills you up, satisfies your heart? If you're satisfied, you won't be able to eat good. It's mashmah wine doesn't satisfy you. And the Gemara, it's like this. Tuva goru. If you drink a lot of wine, it gives you a tremendous taiva to eat more. It's goru, the appetite to eat a lot. Mashenkin Purti, if you drink a little bit wine, then it's soy. That's like satisfies you won't want to eat too much. The man of Rav used to drink a lot of wine and never face it. Mashenkin also, if you drink a little wine, it's soyed, so therefore it's choshev, you have a special bracha. For the Gemara, me soyed klau. Does wine satisfy the heart at all? Well, the Pasuk says, V'yayin yisamech levav enish. That wine, happy, gives you simcha to the heart. V'lechem levav enish yisoyed. But what satisfies you? What really fills you up? Only lechem. Tzidchi, bread, that's what fills you up, satisfies the heart. Mashenkin, wine is only mesamech you, but doesn't fill you up. And the Gemara, no. Nahama, bread, who disoyin? Bread only fills you up. Chamra, wine, lois. Nahama, who disoyin? No, this is the kasha. Nahama, who disoyin? Chamra, loisoyin. It's mashma, only bread fills you up, and not wine. Wine doesn't fill you up. So the Gemara, ella like this. Chamra is petarti. The pasuk means wine has two milas. Soyed avad etaka fills you up a little wine. Umesameich, it also makes you happy. Wine puts you to simcha. The hamba eating bread, misfitzoy, the taka fills you up. It doesn't make you happy. So there's the teretz. Wine fills you up, so maybe you make a special bracha, bar priagofen. Olive oil doesn't fill you up, it's only zan, it just satisfies you, but doesn't fill you up, but not mechazik the lave, you don't have a special bracha. But if wine is something that soyed, mamish fills you up, like bread, how come you don't have to bench then? Right? So if you say the benching, or at least with the rabbanon is, when you're filled up, you have to bench. So if wine fills you up, you have to bench after drinking wine. And the Gemara will kvoy interested to sayu alavayu. No, the Rabbanu will kvoy a benching only as something you had a kvoy a suda. You sat down and had your meal on that. So you kvoy a suda and a mal on bread. And it's not a shkia to be kvoy a suda and wine. Yes, we don't have to bench on wine. But really, wine is something that fills you up. Would pass the bench on. Omale Rab Nachman, Rab Yitzchok, the Rabbo, ikov alavayu to the sayu mai. What's going to be if somebody is kavei yasudin yayin? Even though usually people don't do it, but what's going to be if somebody does do it? Will he have to bench or not? Or Malay answered him, "Lekishiyavu le'Eliyahu." We'll leave this when Eliyahu now becomes the Yomer, and he'll tell us, "Ehevik v'yosei." If that's called a normal person by him being kavei suda on wine, or b'hashdu miya right now, the way we understand it is. His mavatl does not mean that's not a normal anhaga. Normal people do not kaveya their suda on wine. Good, you could drink wine with the suda, but the ikka suda is not on the wine, the ikka suda is not on the pot. Therefore, you only have to bench on pot, not on wine. Rashi Yehochi, the Zion, if wine fills you up, the soyed, mozen do, it's mamish mozen. Levorachale shalosh brochas le'achlo. But Anna Mila Kamon, we learned later in Perkin, Kol Shem Meshiva Saminim. Anything that Meshiva Saminim, V'loy Min Dogen, that's not from Tfu, it's not wheat. Chacham Meimim Broch Achas. You only make an Ala Mechia. You don't have to say Shalosh Brochas. That's the way we pass him. But if you eat grapes, so you take drink yayin, you make Ala Gefen. You only make one brocha. You don't have to make three brochas. But there it is, because you're not Kavei Yisuda. If Indian to bench is 2 miles, that you saw it something like bread that fills you up, and your kavei yisuda on it. We'll see later on in the parak what it has to do with kavei yisuda. But less than that, they were not masakin to make brachas on, to at least to bench on. So that's the maskana. That's the reason why wine has a special bracha to it, because wine is something that satisfies the heart, that fills us up. Mamish just like bread does. Mashen kein shemen zayis, even though it's nishtana to something better, but since it doesn't fill you up, satisfy you that much, it stays with old bracha, but more creates, and that's all.
There are some diets where you have to be a liquid.
Hey, on the base, on the bottom, the two dots. Gufa, what we just said before, Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Techen Om Rav Yitzchok Om Rav Yechanon, that Shemen Zayis Mevorch Nova Bor Priyates. If you drink olive oil, you have to make a bracha Bor Priyates.
Shemen, even though it's Nishtan, it changed, still you make a Bor Priyates. But more Henki Dami, how is it possible to make a Bor Priyates on olive oil? Ilay with the Kashos Ilay, if you drink it raw, regular olive oil, Fred Gemara Izuki Mazikley, it's mazik you. It's not called nachila. So Rashi learns the pshat, you shouldn't have to make a bracha at all. So Rashi, azuke mazik legufe. His olive oil, drinking it raw, is mazik the guf. V'yenzu achila. That's not called an achila, shetuna bracha. You have to make a bracha. Why? The gabe bracha v'yachal tiksiv. His adin v'yaraita v'bracha v'yachal t'v'savot v'rachton. Even the asmastis, rabbonim, they can also need a mais achila. And this is not called nachila. Why? Because it's mazik you. So Rashi learns you do not make a bracha at all. The Rambam Shitu is you make a shakol. Right? Says somehow no, you do have. The Rashi holds you need to have a ma'is achila, and this is not called an achila. What's the ra'i for this? D'tanya, ha'shoisa shemen shel truma. If somebody drinks shemen, olive oil that belongs to was truma, is alocha mishalem es hakeren. You have to pay back keren. Of course, you like stealing from truma, you have to pay back. But another fifth, you don't have to pay back. Why? Because the din of a chaymish, the Torah says, you have to eat it. And eating or drinking olive oil is not called an achila. Ma'ashenke in hasach shemen shel truma, if you smear the shemen on your body, which that's called a derech of to use it, that's called derech hanor, then mishalem es hakeren u mishalem es hachaymish.
then you have to pay back the chaymish also. So you see, drinking olive oil is called like the mantik, it's not called nachilam, that's why you don't have to pay a chaymish. So the hilchus bracha is the same thing, you shouldn't have to make a bracha on it. So drashi the toni, the lav barachilahu. Drinking olive oil is not called nachila. Hashoyse shem and shel truma b'shoygeig, b'shalom es hakerin, kishar mazik es charer b'mamaynoi. Sam, your mazik, your chavu, you have to pay him back. Here also, you drank up truma, you have to pay back the coin truma. V'v'yein m'shalim chaymish, t'gabi chaymish achila k'siv, v'ish ki yoichal kodesh b'shgoga. Torah says ki yoichal. And prat l'mazik, ma'ashenken here, by you drinking the shem and zayis, you're like, you are like mazik the shem and zayis, and it was mazik you, that's not called nachila. Sakopanim et akasha, how do you have to make a bori priyat on olive oil? It's not roi teeth, it's like mazik you. Eluzat gemar di etzer is a kochalaya de pas. I tell you, you ate pas, bread, and you dip the bread into the olive oil. Said gemar yohi, heavy le pas ikka vu tofel. The ikka is the bread, and the oil is only tofel, secondary to the bread. Utanan, the Mishnah later, they are klal. Kolshim ikka vi maitfele, when you have something as an ikka, and the other thing is a tofel, the secondary to it, like any sandwich you have, or you have a cracker, and you have some jam on the cracker. The ikka is the cracker, and the jam is a tofel to it. Is alochem avorach al ikka, you only make the bracha on the ikka, which here is pas. Upoiter es hatfele, you don't have to make a bracha on the tofel. So here, you dip the bread into the shemen zayis, right, there's no bracha on the shemen zayis. Elo the teretz is the kashosela yadei nigrun. You put the shem and zayis into like a vegetable soup, and you drink it together with the soup. So that's the case with edible the shem and zayis. So drashi yadei nigrun min meichelu v'nois noteichoi shemen. You put shemen into it. Hoshnuyah b'mishnah b'kam makayim. A lot of places it says this meichel of a nigrun. The yomar rabba bashmuel a nigrun. What is a nigrun? That's maya de suka, type of a beet juice. Drashi. Usually trodden is beets. It's the water you soak, you cook the beets in, that juice. If you put olive oil into it, then there's a case when you have to make a bracha on the Shem Zayis. We'll soon see why. Another case is on Sigirun. What's that? That's Maya the Kula Shulki.